She said she'd live her life more wisely, and so I let her wake up beside me. She said she'd give up on most anything if I let her live as I've lived. She's true. I'm hungry, babe, I am starving, and I'm laughing in the morning. I'm on day. I watch out for a girl when you fall in love. You fall forever. So I count my fingers, I count my toes. I remember this, I remember those. I remember every magic moment. Cause when I love, you're gonna be alone. Just live your life next to me.
Story I wanted you to tell because it was really funny. Remember we were talking about at dinner, that one? I want you to, it doesn't have any relevance. Is that okay? It doesn't matter if it has no relevance. You can talk to us. Like, we're not, we're all, we like it when people talk to us. Oh, okay.
All right.
Don't yell at me. I gotcha. Well, I went to patroller camp when I was,
Explain, though, what patroller camp is, though.
A patroller, you know, the guys with the signs in the middle of the street. Didn't you do it when you were in grade 4 or 5? Yeah, you stop traffic with the stop sign. Well, I entered and I got picked to go to patroller camp where you learn how to be a better patroller. I was picked as an alternate. I wanted to go when it was like time to sign the sheet, but when I got my acceptance, I bawled like a baby because I'd never been away from home and I had to go alone. There was like no one that I got to bring with me, so I cried the whole time. It was a terrible experience, and I called my mom and Sarah and my grandma and my dad, and I begged to come home. My mom convinced me to come, or to stay, for it was a 3-day camp, okay, so it wasn't like 2 weeks or anything. She convinced me to stay the 3 days, because she said if I stayed, then she'd have a present for me at the bus depot. So I stayed. I was like, well, this can't be that bad. I'm already through half an hour. So what's, 48 more hours. So I got to the bus depot and I got out and there was my mom there and I go running over, no present. And I'm all like, let's get in the car. So we get in the car and I'm sitting in the back all excited. And so I bring it up and I'm like, Mom, where's my present? She's like, oh, here. So I got a bag of chips, one of those 55 gram ones, and a pencil for staying at patroller camp. But the funny part of the story, since you didn't laugh at that funny part, was that I was an alternate. And I didn't get
she wanted to go really bad.
Obviously, I wasn't as good of a patroller, so I didn't get to go to the fun camp, which I would have done well at, because I'm more outgoing. And so she didn't, I came home and I was traumatized. I couldn't talk about it for years. And Sarah.
So guess what? I wasn't allowed.